Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joins us now, day after schedule release day in the NFL. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
Morning, guys. I am still laughing at the Tracy Morgan Shawshank. Oh, Caliendo is just the best, man. That was so hysterical. Funny.
Yeah, our faces all still hurt up in here. But it was nice to get away from schedule talk, but we need to get back to schedule talk, Jeff. So you've seen it.
Yep.
Do you think, I'll ask you a two-parter here. Do you think they could finish with a winning record if Mason starts every game? And what would the difference be if Rodgers starts every game after looking at the schedule?
I mean, Rodgers is a Hall of Famer, and even though he's 41, I want to give him a little bit of props. But I don't think it's that much of a difference. Maybe a game or two between the two. I mean, I don't think it's dramatic where it's like, man, that's a 4 or 5 game difference. But there is a difference between the two. And it's interesting with the schedule this year because – in September and December, they only have one home game. It's crazy the way that this thing is working out. At least the division games are earlier this year.
Jeff, does the opener entice you at all? Steelers at the New York Jets. I mean, even without Aaron Rodgers, does it entice you a little bit with Justin Fields?
Yeah, because Justin Fields was told by the Steelers, you stink.
Basically.
You're not good enough to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I mean, they needed a quarterback. He's 26. He was 4-2 for them, and they went, yeah, we're good. I mean, I think from a Justin standpoint, like, this is going to be probably his big, other than his first start, this is probably his second biggest start of his career for a chance to shove it down the Steelers' throats. I do think this is going to be, I think there'll be a lot of emotion, and they'll play that up from the New York side.
Jeff, how big of a deal is this Ireland game for the Steelers? Obviously, we know it's Minnesota now, but what does it mean to the organization, the Rooney family, and do you think that plays into to the team getting ready for that one?
Yeah, I mean, this is monstrous. I had a chance to go to Ireland with my dad when Mr. Rooney was ambassador, and his name, and if you wore a Steeler something, like, people would come up to you. And I remember talking to Dan about it after I got back, about how beautiful it is. I mean, it's just something that's just ingrained in their team, and not just their ownership in their team. And yeah, I think it's going to be really cool because I think even average people from Ireland have heard of the Steelers, or at least know that there's some connection with an American football team. And I think this is going to be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know that I've told this story on the air because it's pretty melancholy, but I was in Ireland when Dan passed away, and you flip on the national news and it was a news story. I mean, he was the ambassador to Ireland under Barack Obama, and I'm very passionate about the Emerald Isle. I mean, it was big news over there. So I think people absolutely super excited, and it's an opportunity for Steelers.
One of the things I love about Dan is they used to have a tradition where they would play a baseball game on like the 4th of July in Ireland. He changed it to football.
Yes.
I love that. American football.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the connection between the Steelers and Ireland runs real deep, and people should try to go with me, and you can go to 937thefan.com on the homepage, and you can travel with Crowley, that's me, and True Fan Travel for the adventure of a lifetime. Jeff, the back half of the schedule last year for the Steelers was an absolute brute. It's pretty tough this year, too. Five of the final 10 games are against playoff teams, and then you mix in Cleveland on the road, where they seemingly always lose now. You mix in Cincinnati, a team that didn't make the playoffs last year, and a Chicago team that most people seem to think is good. I think it's a tough stretch at the end.
Yeah, I mean, one, like we were saying, one home game in December and then the game in January against the Ravens. Hey, here's where I think it really gets hard is the week five bye week. I mean, you're playing straight through. So you're getting into December without a break. There's not even, I mean, your Thursday night game is right after the bye. So you don't even get one of those mini breaks. So, I think it's just, it's not as bad as the three games in 12 days against those three teams last year. But because they don't have a break before then, there's no November time to just relax and get your body right. They're going to go into December against those teams. And yeah, it's funny because I have them going 4-1 to start, but finishing 8-9.
Jeff, last one here for you. Do you think we get the Kenny Pickett rematch in one of those games? Or I guess not rematch, a revenge game.
I mean, that's another one. I'm sure. I mean, we all know Kenny's a competitor. I mean, I think that would be an awesome opportunity for him. It would be a great storyline for the game. But, I mean, they've got like 12 quarterbacks. I mean, what you don't know is who made the Shador pick? Right? It seems like it was above the GM and the head coach. So if Browns get off to a slow start, do they get ordered to put Shador in there as a starting quarterback? I mean, I think there's a possibility of that. Even by early October, we could see Shador at quarterback.
Jeff, really good, man. We appreciate you hopping on, and we will talk next Tuesday.
Thanks, boys.
Hey, Jeff.
See you, Jeff.
He's the man.
The best.
Someone texted in and said, if I go on that Ireland trip, are we going to have to deal with you freaking out on the flight?
Yes. It's a long flight, Bob. My in-laws just made it.
It's not that long. It's like 6 hours. From Boston. Yeah.
Over the Atlantic Ocean.
Wakes me out.
Yeah.
That wakes me out. Not because I've always thought this, and this is very morbid, and it's not going to happen. But if the plane were to go down, it doesn't really matter if it goes down over the water or the land. However, if something should go terribly awry on the plane, there's nowhere to land, and that freaks me out.
You have a better chance of surviving if it were to go down and there's water beneath you.
No, you're dead either way.
Necessary. You ever seen Castaway?
So my in-laws are telling Castaway. My son, Trey, they're like, we're going to
throw Wilson at my face.
Can I talk? We're flying over the Atlantic Ocean, and my son, Trey, goes, well, I hope you have an experienced pilot. Such a good line.
My actual response to that question is no, I'll be heavily drugged, so you won't have to deal with me at all. It'll be fine.
You have a little bump?
No. Jesus. Wow. All right.
Couple beers?
Couple of beers, yeah.
That's a bad plan.
I always drink before I get on a plane.
Beer is a bad plan on the plane.
Because you have to pee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially a long trip.
Liquor on the plane.
Yeah.
We're going to sit in the back. I'll have an aisle seat right by the potty, and we're good.
Okay.
That's all I need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.